Good morning, Doctor. Did you miss me? It's been a whole week since we last met. I've been looking forward to coming and visiting you this whole time. Ever since I left, really. I mean, talking to you, it's... Well, it's the first time that I felt really free in a while. You know what I mean? So, let's do it. I'm here. You want to hear more details, right? About why I'm coming to you. About all the bad things I've done. I mean, we didn't get too naughty last time, but I have been a naughty girl, Doctor. I kinda told you I was bad last time, right? I mean, I pissed off my boyfriend just so he would fuck me in a public bathroom. Do you remember that story, Doc? Remember how I was rubbing all up on some stranger just to make my boyfriend mad? It was so much fucking fun. But I needed more, sir. I discovered that night that I love the feeling of being full. And I fucking needed it. All the fucking time. And I mean, it really wasn't nice of me to rile up that other guy just to leave him hanging, was it? Well, don't you worry about him, sir. See, the thing is, before I left the bar that night, I slipped him my number. It's bad, I know, but... See, I was just so curious. I mean, I know that it's not an excuse for my behavior. Not for any of it, but... It is the only reasoning I've got to give you. I mean, I just wanted to know what it would be like. Is that so wrong, Doctor? Don't you ever wonder what it would be like to cross a boundary? Maybe you want to cross a boundary with me? I'd love to, you know. You could help me out of my clothes and... I could help you with whatever you want. You know, I learned through the course of my little adventures that I am very good at breaking boundaries. Such a professional. But that's a turn on too, you know. I love a man who takes his work seriously. All right. Fine. We'll talk about what happened. That's what you want, right? You want to hear about me fucking that strange man? So naughty of you, mister. Well, if that's really what you want to talk about, I will tell you all about it. You see, I just needed to know what it would be like. What he would feel like. Would he be different than my boyfriend? Would he be better? See, I wanted to know. I needed to know. And besides, it was just so much fun having a secret like that all to myself. All the secret text messages, the little flirty game that I was playing with him when my boyfriend wasn't around. Or... sometimes, even with my boyfriend sleeping right there next to me. There was a certain kind of thrill to the whole thing, Doctor. Oh, and his cock. His fucking cock. It was beautiful. I could tell from the pictures just how fucking perfect it was. I needed to know what it tasted like. What it would feel like in my mouth. What it would feel like in my pussy. See, we teased each other for weeks, and then one day it happened. I got in a fight with my boyfriend about some stupid thing, and I left angry about nothing at all, really, and I went to a bar, and I drank. And I drank a little more than I should have. And I started sending some flirty texts, and before I knew it, he was sitting there right next to me, and we were drinking, and his hands were all over my body, and I couldn't say no. Well, I'll be honest, I had no desire to say no whatsoever. I felt his hands as he touched my shoulders and my waist and my thighs. And I fucking loved it. And when his hand just gripped the back of my neck and he leaned in whispering that we should leave, I was his. It was so fucking wrong. My boyfriend had no idea where I was, and he was probably worrying about me, texting people looking for me as I went to bed with this man. So, we got to his place, and it was a thrill. My stomach was full of butterflies, and it was so fucking wrong. And I knew it, but I was excited, and I wanted it. But then the idea of being with a man other than my boyfriend was fucking nerve-wracking. My hands were shaky as I touched him, and as I tried to unzip his pants. I mean, what would my boyfriend think of me? What would I think of myself in the morning? And all of these things ran through my head, and I started to question what I was about to do. And then he took my hand and he placed it on his cock, and everything else melted away. I mean, you need to understand, Doctor, his cock was perfect. It was incredible. As I felt it in my hand and I stared at it in front of my face, I knew there was no turning back. No pulling out now. Though, you know, I'm not really a fan of pulling out anyway. So, since you just like to listen, why don't you just sit back and listen? This man, he was so fucking hard for me already, and it was like I went into a trance. I couldn't think about anything except kissing and licking that gorgeous cock from his balls. Up his shaft to the tip. I took the head of his cock into my mouth, swirled my tongue around it before I took him as deep as I could. I held him there for a second, backed up to breathe, and then tried again, over and over, taking a little more of him each time until I had taken him as far as I was gonna go. I gagged and I tried to pull away, but suddenly his hands were no longer just guiding my head. They forced me down onto his cock, and it was so hard to breathe. I panicked for a moment, because when my boyfriend held me down, I knew that he cared about me and that he wouldn't hurt me, but I barely knew this man. I had no reason to believe he wouldn't hurt me. And I didn't care. Letting this stranger use my pretty little mouth, surrendering to him, it was such a fucking rush. He pushed me down farther than I could comfortably take him, and I started gagging hard. I started crying, and as the first tears started rolling down my cheeks, he finally let me up to breathe. I thought. I couldn't even fully catch my breath. And then his cock was back in my throat and he started fucking my face harder and harder until I thought I was gonna pass out. I couldn't breathe, I couldn't think, I couldn't do anything. And I fucking loved it, Doc. I loved giving up any pretense of control to this man. I loved letting him use me. Loved being a drooling, gagging little slut, and when he threw me face first to the floor and pushed his big fucking cock into my pussy, I almost came on the spot. There was nothing sweet or caring or gentle about the way he fucked me. Oh, he grabbed my hair. He pulled it. He fucking bit me. And he choked me. But mostly, he just slammed his fucking cock into me over and over again, abusing my tight little pussy with this giant cock, and I fucking loved every moment of it. I could feel his big body on top of mine, pinning me down, dropping my movements as my legs tried to twitch while I came over and over again for him. Until he shoved his cock all the way inside me and filled me with his gum. I came again as his cock throbbed and twitched inside of me. And though part of me wanted to protest, I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. I couldn't breathe. I realized that I wanted to be full of this man's cum for reasons I couldn't even explain to myself. So I lay there and I let him come inside me until it was dripping out of my fucking pussy. Would you fill me up like that if you had the chance, sir? I'm right here, you know. I'm sitting here right in front of you. And you're such a strong-looking man. I mean, I really couldn't stop you if I wanted to. All you'd have to do is come over here and... Shit. Well, I guess our time being up could stop us. But you know, Doc, I really can't wait until I get to come talk to you again.